we're holding here in the second chelik, Gdashah Yichud V'Emuna, in the Tanya. We're holding here in Perek Gimel. So he says like this: V'hine, acha dvarim ha'ela v'emes ha'ela. Kol maskil al dova yovin la ashuray. Echsha kol nivra v'yesh hu v'emes nechshav la'ayin v'efes mamish. Legaba koach ha'pol v'ruach piv. So if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being Mechaya, the Bria, and it's more than just being Mechaya, he's constantly, the existence of the Bria is constantly due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chiyas, then the Bria itself has no Chshivas Lomas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if a person has a movie, and therefore, since the movie is something which is constantly, it exists only because it's something that the movie projectors is being mechadish it. So the movie really has no existence vis-a-vis the projector. It simply is a projection of it. And the reason why the Nivra does look like a Mamashis is because we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person would see just a film and doesn't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't understand the projector, so it looks as if the film is active. But, so imagine somebody didn't know how a projector and a film worked, and he would see the film itself, doing, dancing, jumping, whatever it is, he would say, oh, the film exists. But if he'd see the projector and understand the relationship, then he says, it's a projection, a projector. If a person would to the hair, the ruchnius that is in a person as it is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't inherit at all as something that is an entity into itself. Let's give a simple example. When kids see a movie, they're very, very into it, and they think it's alive. They take it very seriously because they see the things dancing, jumping, hopping, scrapping, skipping, and so on. But the adult who understands projecting it, they don't at all the hero movie over here. Because we have this understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a constant borei. So it's not like somebody who makes something. So a table is made by a carpenter. Carpenter walks away. The table still exists. That's fine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the table, the Dvar Hashem is the table, the way the movie is, the projector is the movie. Varuch Nishafel Moitzav Hashem, the Ruach Piv, Hu Levada Motsio Tomid Me'efes V'ayin Liyesh U'mehava Yisoy, and it's the constant, it's the constant appearance of the Dvar Hashem, the constant ongoing Dvar Hashem that gives it mitzias in kain efes will other bemes, so nothing really, really exists except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amashal hazeh. Now it gives a mashal where the mashal is going to be where you see that the same element has two different mitzias depending on where you spot it. Do you spot it in context of its shorish or not? So, the Or Hashem Shel Eretz Adam. We see sunlight around us. So a person who's walking in this world, in this physical world, is very keenly aware of sunlight. Sunlight is light and it's there. It seems a davar pashut that this or that we have here exists in Shemayim around the sun as well. So the sun has in itself or which is similar to or by us. Now, let's imagine this or has a million lumen, just pick the number at random, In our world, a million lumen is wonderful. When you see this R next to the sun itself, which is trillions of lumens, it's something which just doesn't exist. So he says like this. So this is a very simple kavachomer. If the light that reaches us is light, certainly that level light exists in the makar. But this level light, when taken at its source, is non-existent. Because it's bottle to the rest of the aura of the Shemesh, which is extraordinary. Because all this is, the ray that reaches us is simply a projection coming from the sun. So when we see it in our world removed from the sun, it has a very, very illuminating reality to it, and it's light and it's full of light. When we see it sort of on the backdrop of its source, which is Bligvulvi Tachlis greater, it's almost non-life giving. In our world, where we don't see the sun at its source, that's where we have a mirage, so to speak, that there's a light here. Because here we don't have the sun, so the light itself, it commands presence. When we look at the light at its source, it would not be called existing, it would be called non-existing. Because it really doesn't exist. A light of a million lumen, and together with a light of a trillion lumen, has no makom. The only thing that gives light at the source is the Shemesh. This is the exact mashal of all beings that seem to have life and exist. They seem to have light and exist because here, removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we don't have the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechaya seem to have their own life and so on. But when you look at it in with the backdrop of their source, and just like the light is not all considered to exist when it is in its source at the sun, all of the beings in creation, one would not be able to call them as existing, only in the context of our physical eyes, where we don't perceive the source. So we see something in front of us that seems to be divorced from its source. It comes into its own, and that's what it looks like. That's why we perceive the physical self of all of these beings as existing. Just like the sun's rays look as if they exist and have substance when they are not taken in backdrop of their source. Raki says, but it's not totally similar. It's true, the source of the sun does not exist here in the world. And therefore, in this world, we don't have the sun itself, we have the rays of the sun. But as far as God goes, that's an illusion. So he's bothered by a problem. When we talk about the sun, we talk about a physical entity that does have boundaries. So in at the sun, we have the ball of fire, which is the sun, the rays that are close to it that we can't even notice because they're totally, totally overwhelmed by the sun. And then we have our Earth where the sun does not exist. And all we have is the rays. So the rays have some existence in our world because the sun does not. But being that Hashem exists everywhere, and the life of the person who is before us is all Hashem all the time, why do we perceive that as existing? So, Kihine Ksif. So now he's going to explain. It says, Kishemesh u'mogin Hashem alekim. The literal translation of Pasuk means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sun and a shield. He learns the Pshat differently in the Pasuk, and he learns Kishemesh u'mogin. The word ki means like. One of the four meanings of the word ki is an analogy, like. Pirish, Mogen hu nartik l'shemesh l'hogen. The Mogen means as a shield around the sun. Sheyuch l'abriyas l'savloi. That the creations of God could tolerate His presence. Meaning, if we were acutely aware of His presence while we exist, we would not exist. So kishemesh u'mogen, so it's like you have a sun and a shield around it, which is the two names of Avay and Elokim. Pirsh mogen u'nartik l'shemesh l'ogen shuch habris ha'savlai. K'mamar Rabbeinu Zal l'asid lovat says HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzi cham u'nartika reshoyim nidoinim boi v'chulu. So the sun, when it comes out in full, is an extraordinary presence. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shield around the sun, which serves to filter it out, to dampen the light, so that the Brias can exist. The Shem Elokim, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the guise of Elokim, serves as that shield for Havaya. The Shem Havaya Pirushoi, Shemehavas HaKol Mayin L'Yesh. The word Havaya, Yudke Vavke, means existence. The God who is always giving existence to everything in the world. Vayud Mishameshes Alapula Shibiloshon Hoive Vesamit. Yudke Vavke means the one who is constantly giving existence. Kiripir Shrasha Alapasu Kocha Yaose Iyav Kalayamim. The Yud means constant, ongoing. So, Hove means present. Mehave means the one who gives existence. And Yudke Vavke means the one who constantly gives existence. V'hainu hachiyus hanishom chol rega mamish chol abruim moitzei pi Hashem. That's the life force that is a constant flow from God, v'rucho. And is constantly reconstituting the world and making it from nothing something. Because the fact that they were created once upon a time is not enough to give them ongoing existence. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps giving ongoing existence that they have ongoing existence. Vehine, b'sidur shvachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu ksiv Hagodla Gibor. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shvachim that we're supposed to say, we say Keil Hagodol Gibor. Upirish Hagodol he midas Chesed v'ispashus achias chol olamos subruv leinketz v'tachlis. Lias bruyim me'ayin leish kayom b'chesed chinam v'nikro gdula ki bo migdulos HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choyre v'atzmai. The word Godol, Rashi says, as Gadlecha zumidas achesed. Gadol means HaKadosh Baruch Hu expanding the world, which is the Midah of Chesed, where the world itself was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world bigger and greater, and that's a Midah. V'nikras Gdula, because it comes from the Midah of Gdula, Ki God Hashem lo sein cheke. V'lochein mashpia gam kein, chiyus v'savus me'ayin liyesh l'olam zubrim ein keitz, she'tov al-tabetit. So this is an ongoing chiyus, which constantly comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the world. Vehine, kemoy shemida zu hishvach shakash baruch levade, she'im bechol shem nivra levay shemayin lach yoisei. So just like this mida is a mida that is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to grant that shefa of chiyus. Vegam mida zuhi lemala maskolos kol abrim asegosam. It is beyond the understanding of any creation. Shein koach besechel shem nivra lahaskasik mida zu. Because nothing could fathom the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep creating things out of nothing. So the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within themselves are also not something that can be understood by us, because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is understood, so too is midas understood. Okemoy shem yichol shum seichel niver lasik midas dosa sheichos yivar yesh ma'ayin ach yoyseh siv oilem chesed yibane kach mamish ein biyicholta lahasik midas gvurasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gvura. She midas hatzimtzum umanias hispash tachios migduloso mileiros gaz nivroim lahiyosin hamigili. Ki im behest upon him shachios mistata b'guf hanivra. O ki ilu guf hanivra hu dovne atzmoi. Veini hispash tachios ruchlis gishpash azivu arva shemesh al dovne atzmoi. So midas hadin is that, or midas of gvura is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of demarcates his own existence, so to speak, or the pair's own existence. And now what we perceive in front of us is things that exist within themselves. So the Midah of Gurud comes second, blocks out that Shoresh, and we see things that seem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas are limited, so to speak, and they don't come down here. And all we see here is the thing itself. I'd like to add something to this. This is a very, very helpful mashal for understanding Midas Hadin. Because Midas Hadin means everything must survive on its own. Everything needs to present its own chiyus. And it works together. Because it appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not constantly being mechaya the world with his midas ein sof, so the world needs to justify its own existence, and it justifies its own existence with this with creations, the creatures deserving it. So Midas Hadin starts at this point, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in an infinite way giving chiyus to the world, then what the world does or is really doesn't make all that much difference. But if it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then if it's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and it looks up to us, then it's up to us, and we need to be able to continue our own existence. Ve'av shebem is ein adav ne'atzmoi. Even though it's not true that it's something that's independent, al kamoy ispasher mashemesh, mikomokom heining vorsha kodesh baruch hu asher kol yochol letzamtzem achias ruchnis hanisham ruach piv ulastiray. It's all part of a kodesh baruch hu's ability to mitzamtzem the chias. Shlei batal guf haniver mitzios, v'zeh ein v'seichel shum niver lahasik mehusat simsum vahester. It's something just like we don't understand what it means in infinite from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand that things that exist seem to stand on their own. They seem to be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa, and yet, how could that be Bria Yeshmain? We just don't get it. And just like we don't get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't get this either. But we know that that's the reason why we perceive it like that. So we don't understand yesh me'ayin, and therefore we don't understand how you could have a situation where we have less than yesh me'ayin. So you have this dual existence of Ur and Kalim, which is the I guess sort of the way in which we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa. The Ur is limitless. In a sense, Ur stretches and spreads and you know, forever. You then put it to a kli, you put shades around it, or you know, you put something around it that focuses it, and that's something which is mitzamtzen that Ur. The Kelim in Oisis Shoshon Hey Oisis Mansepach Shen Hey Gvuros. So the oisius of Manzapach, of the five end letters, Mem Nun Sai Pei Chof, are kineged mida of Gvura, because these are the letters that stop a word. All other letters can continue the word, and it expresses something. These, all they do is they cut the word. These are five letters that, as the mitzias is to stop a word, and that's for the end letters. But actually, yeah, you have these two midas that are ongoing together, and that's how we have this picture, which is both of them in, you know, we know that the Mokr and the Shoresh and Aliba the Emes, so to speak, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Metzias that's in front of us, it's the object and nothing but the object. Those, both of those two are true, and they're true because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Metzias called Shemesh Elokim, which acts as a shield to this greater name of Havaya. But we'll hold it here.